Designing synthetic jungle claps in Ableton Live. Intermediate sound design for drum and bass and jungle. Alright, let's build a jungle clap that actually behaves like a jungle clap. Not just a clap sample, but a proper snare assistant layer, width, brightness, and that warehouse hand snap that still cuts at 172 BPM without smearing all over your break. Before we touch anything, here's the mindset. Design the clap around your snare and your loop, not in solo. The biggest trap is making a clap that sounds incredible alone, then in the mix it's either painfully bright, weirdly facey, or it just disappears. So if you've got a snare you like and a break loop, get them running now. We're going to sculpt the clap to fill what's missing. Set your tempo to around 170 to 174 BPM. I'll assume 172. Create a MIDI track and drop operator on it. Make a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip, and place hits on beats 2 and 4. That's our backbeat target. We're going to build this clap in 3 parts. A transient tick for definition, a noise burst for the hands, and a bit of resonant body, so it translates on small speakers. First, the core hands noise layer in operator. In operator, go to oscillator and choose a noise waveform, ideally white noise. Turn the filter on. If you have a bandpass filter option, pick bandpass. Set the frequency around 2.2 kHz as a starting point, and resonance around 0.7. You want bite, but if it starts whistling or sounding like a tiny alarm, that's too much resonance. Now shape the amp envelope. This is where jungle claps get real. Set attack very fast, around half a millisecond to 2 milliseconds. Then decay around 70 to 120 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Release around 20 to 50 milliseconds. Quick teacher note. At 172 BPM, you want this shorter than you think. If your clap tail is long, it will smear into hats and the break, and the groove starts feeling blurry. If you want bigger, we'll do it with early reflections and controlled width, not with a long decay. Now we create the multi-hand illusion, that sense of several hands landing slightly offset. The easy way is echo. Drop echo after operator. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/64 if you want tight, or 1/48 if you want that slightly shuffled. Human spacing. Feedback around 10 to 18%. Dry/wet around 8 to 15%. Keep it subtle. The goal is multiple hands, not I can hear a delay. Use echo's filter section to keep it clean. High pass around 800 Hz, low pass around 7 to 9 kHz. That stops the repeats from adding mod or fizzy top. Optional width. Add chorus ensemble after echo, or instead of it. Keep the amount gentle, like 10 to 25%, and keep the rate slow. If it gets facey, back it off, and we will mono check later, so don't go crazy here. Now we add the transient tick layer, because noise alone often doesn't read clearly once you've got breaks and hats moving fast. Create an audio effect rock so we can build chains. Put what you've made so far into a chain called noise. Duplicate the chain and call the second one tick, on the tick chain, at a second operator. Set oscillator to sine or triangle. We want a tiny tonal click, not a harsh digital spike. Pitch it up so it lives in the 2 to 4 kHz zone. You can do this by transposing several octaves up and then fine-tuning by ear. Set the tick amp envelope, attack at 0, decay 10 to 25 milliseconds, sustain down, release 5 to 20 milliseconds. Then add saturator after that tick operator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. This is one of those tiny move, huge difference moments. It makes the transient audible on small speakers without sounding like a mouse click. Mix the tick chain low. Here's the rule. You should miss it when it's muted, but you shouldn't consciously hear a click. If you hear the tick as a separate event, it's too loud or too bright. Now the body layer. Because a clap that's only bright noise can vanish in a dense mix, especially if your break and hats are doing a lot of work up top. You can do body either on the noise chain or as a third chain called body. Let's keep it simple. Add resonator after the noise layer, or create a body chain if you want independent control. Set resonator dry/wet around 8 to 18%. Frequency around 180 to 260 Hz. Lower is weight. Higher is more papery, like cardboard hands. Decay around 0.2 to 0.6 seconds. But keep it short. We're not making a tom. We're just giving the clap something to sit on. Then add EQ8 after resonator. High pass around 120 to 160 Hz to avoid low-end buildup. If it gets honky or boxy, dip gently somewhere around 400 to 700 Hz. Important mix note, if your snare already has a big 200 Hz body, your clap body needs to be subtle or move it higher, like 250 to 400. Otherwise, you get that stacked cardboard effect where the backbeat feels thick, but not punchy. Now we shape it like a real jungle layer with EQ and compression. Put an EQ 8 after the rack or inside each chain if you prefer. High pass the overall clap somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz depending on how much body you built. Then a presence boost, plus 2 to 4 dB around 3 to 6 kHz with a moderate Q. That's the reeds in the mix area. If you want crisp air, add a gentle shelf at 9 to 12 kHz, plus 1 to 3 dB. If it gets harsh, especially when layered with a snare, try a small notch around 7 to 8.5 kHz. Here's a practical frequency lane way to think. The tick lives mostly 3 to 8 kHz. The main hands live around 1.5 to 6 kHz. The body is subtle, around 180 to 450 hz. If you boost one lane, consider trimming another slightly so the backbeat doesn't turn brittle. Now add glue compressor for that classic drum bus control. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or about 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. This isn't about squashing, it's about making the layer consistent. Optional but very DNB friendly, drum bus. Drive 2 to 6. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10, if you want a bit of edge. Transient plus 5 to plus 15 if it needs bite. Boom usually off for claps. If you turn boom on, you're basically doing a special effect, so be intentional. Quick gain staging tip. Before glue or drum bus, aim for clap peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB FS. Your compression and saturation will behave way more predictably, especially once you start adding ghost notes. Now we add space, jungle style without washing out the groove. Add reverb at the end, or better, put reverb on a return so you can EQ it hard and keep control. For an insert reverb starting point, decay 0.25 to 0.6 seconds. Pre-delay 5 to 18 milliseconds so the transient stays punchy. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz to tame fizz. Low cut around 500 to 900 hz to keep the low mids clean. Dry slash wet around 6 to 14%. A nice trick, a light saturator before the reverb, just a touch, can excite the reverb so it feels more like a real room. And if you want that old rave, metal plate warehouse vibe, try hybrid reverb with a short convolution impulse, like a small room or plate. Push early reflections, keep the tail short, and use a pre-delay around 10 to 20 ms. That gives you the impression of a space without a long tail. For modern heavier rollers, here's an advanced move. Put the reverb on a return, and then put a gate after the reverb on that return. Set it so the room cuts off in a tight, musical way. That's the gated room vibe. Punchy, controlled, and it stays out of the hats. Now let's build this into something you can actually use in a session. Macros. Map these to macros in your rack. Noise filter frequency, roughly 2 to 5 kHz. Noise decay, roughly 60 to 140 ms. Echo time, morphing between 1/64 and 1/48. Echo amount, dry slash wet around 5 to 20%. Transient level, basically the tick chain volume. Reverb amount, and a darkest macro that pulls down a high shelf or lowers a low pass, so you can instantly go from bright classic to darker modern. Let's dial two quick variants. Variant 1. Classic bright jungle clap. Turn echo up a bit, around 12 to 18% wet. Add a slight air boost around 10 to 12 kHz. Keep the reverb short, but don't make it too dark. You want that crisp room edge. Variant 2. Modern heavier clap. Less echo, like 5 to 10%. Low pass around 8 to 10 kHz to keep it mid-focused. More saturation, slightly shorter decay. If you want extra grit, add a tiny bit of redux only on the noise layer, but filter before and after it so it doesn't explode into fizzy nonsense. Subtle texture, not obvious bit crush. Now, coach note that will save you headaches, mono check early. Put utility at the very end of the chain. Map the mono button to a key or a MIDI control. Toggle it while the track plays. In mono, the clap should lose some width, but it should not vanish. If it collapses hard, reduce chorus or widening, and make sure the transient tick is more centered and stable. Another advanced option if you want the multi-hand feel without delay obviousness. Instead of echo, make two noise layers in the rack. Layer A is your main hit with fast decay. Layer B has a slightly slower attack, like 2 to 6 milliseconds, and a short decay, so it feels like a follow-up slap. Hand them slightly depart. It reads like multiple hands but stays tight and mono safe. Alright, arrangement. Because a good clap sound is only half the win, placement is the other half. The standard move, layer with the snare on beats 2 and 4. Let the snare do punch and body, and let the clap do width and snap. Then try a ghost clap as a push, Put a quieter clap a 16th before beat 2, and maybe before 4 as well. Drop the velocity to around 30 to 50% of the main hit. And here's a pro sound design connection. In operator, map velocity to filter frequency so softer hits are automatically darker. That makes your ghost claps tuck in naturally without needing separate processing. If you're using a break like the Amen or Think, do call and response. Listen for the break's accents, the little ghost notes, and place one or two quiet claps to reinforce those moments. That's how you make the clap feel inside the loop, not pasted on top. And for DJ-friendly energy, automate one macro across 16 bars that controls brightness, echo amount, and reverb send. First 8 bars a bit drier and darker, second 8 bars open it up. Same pattern, more movement. Common mistakes to avoid as you finalize. If the decay or reverb is too long, it smears the groove at 170 plus and masks hats. If it's all top end with no body, it'll sound amazing solo and disappear in the mix. If you overwiden, it might collapse in mono and lose impact. If the clap fights the snare in the 3 to 6 kHz zone, you get harshness. Carve space. Either the snare owns the crack or the clap does, but not both at full boost. And if echo is too loud, it turns into an audible flam. Keep it in the feel it, don't hear it zone. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Program a basic two-step DNB pattern. Kick on 1 and then end before 3. Snare on 2 and 4. Add a break loop quietly underneath. Build your synthetic clap while that loop plays. Make two versions. Version A, brighter and wider, classic jungle. Version B, darker and tighter, modern heavy. Then a slash B at mashed loudness. Mute and unmute the clap and ask, does the backbeat lose energy without it? If not, your clap isn't doing a job yet. Also listen around 6 to 10 kHz for harshness, and do a mono check. When it's working, save the rack as jungle clap, synthetic.adg. Homework challenge, if you want the next level version, create a performance-ready rack with 3 macro states you write down, a dry slash classic, B warehouse, C heavy. Add 2 diagnostic toggles, utility mono, and a reverb return mute so you can a slash B space instantly. Then bounce a 16-bar demo automating from A to B to C without changing the MIDI. If it holds up in mono and still reads with the break at low volume, you've got a legit jungle clap tool. This audio version is shortened for playback.